This damn phone. So, what's your jetty?
Yeah, we kind of cheat, and we just paddle out by the jetties, and it's like a natural escalator. It just takes you out, so you don't have to paddle as far.
Oh,
you
okay.
Paddle out. After the jetties end, then you just got to paddle out that far, and then you just wait for a wave and ride back in.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, he tried it. Like, he could not time the wave, and, like, when he would, like, get up, he would fall off. And like,
was he in a long board or a shorter board?
Long. I mean, he's, like, six foot.
See, those are the easier ones.
He's six. Well, it's the very first time he's ever tried it.
Yeah. And that's why I have people do it on land first, because you got to build your leg muscles and your arm muscles to pop up like a Pop-Tart, because you got to be quick.
Well, he's very, very athletic. So he was thinking,
he's strong, yeah.
Yeah, he was thinking, oh, yeah, this will be no problem. But, yeah, and, like, we saw people out there that have been surfing for years. Like, they just go out.
Oh, yeah, we have, in Corpus, there's doctors that are old. They're, like, in their 60s, and they're still surfing out there.
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. But it was so cool, like, going out there and just watching. But he said the coolest thing is when you, like, swim out there, and you're just, like, sitting on the board or whatever, and you, like, the water's so clear in Puerto Rico.
Amazing.
You can see, the turtles, like, the sea turtles swimming around, and, like, all the fish and stuff, but it was, like, so cool. Like,
the only time the Gulf of Mexico is like that is when there's no waves. Because it's the Gulf of Mexico, when the waves are choppy or the big waves, it, like, kicks up all the sand, and so it's not very, clear. I mean, it just depends how choppy, if it's calm waves or not.
Uh-huh.
But if it's, like, no waves, the sand actually settles, and it's pretty clear, but that's the only time it's clear is when it's not very choppy. That's when you take your paddleboard out, not your surfboard.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So cool. Yeah. I mean, just watching the surfers, it was actually very, like, relaxing. Like,
last time me and my boyfriend took out our surfboards, we're so out of practice, we came back in with our surfboards panting like dogs. It was like four years, I think, since we had been surfing because we moved from the coast and we'd just been so busy. We finally went out there and we're like, oh, dear God. He has a shorter board, and then it's a 6'5", and I have a 7'5", and then I got a 10'5". And I was like, yeah, you need the long board. You're not up to par for the 6-footer anymore.
Jeez, yeah. It was cool. We saw this lady out there. She had to have been, like, between 50 and 60 years old. Tall, slender thing. She literally was going across the wave. It was almost like she was gliding across it. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
But that's
she was,
like,
walking.
The more you do it, the more your body's muscles, because he could be athletic as heck, but if you're not doing that one particular thing, you're using different muscles for different things than your body. Oh, I have an incoming call.
Okay.
We'll talk
to
you in a little bit.
Bye.
Okay.